Thank you, President Norton, and good evening to everyone, both here and listening and watching at home. I'd like to take this opportunity to invite parents, families, and all families to attend our annual enrollment fair on Saturday, November 2nd, 2013, from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Concourse Exhibition Center, 620 7th Street. All public schools will be there represented, and you will have an opportunity to attend workshops on the enrollment process, gather more information on transitional kindergarten, special education, or language pathways, middle school feeders, after-school programs, and also the Lowell High School admission process. You can attend an early bird workshop on the enrollment process on one of these dates, Thursday, October 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Board of Education meeting room on the first floor of this building, 555 Franklin Street, or Saturday, October 19th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the Board of Education meeting room right here at 555 Franklin, or also on Friday, October 25th from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Board of Education meeting room, again, 555 Franklin Street. So I encourage all of our families to please attend and gather the information that you will need for the enrollment process. I'd also like to take this opportunity to report that at the 5th annual UCSF Partnership Recognition event that was held last week, the Community Partnership Award was presented to UCSF HEARTS and our SFUSD School Health Program Office for their outstanding collaboration in bringing trauma-sensitive training and support to some of our highest-need schools. School Health Programs has assisted in partnering with the UCSF HEARTS program with four of our schools in the superintendent zone, where over 1,100 students have been directly impacted and supported by this program. The schools that have partnered with our UCSF HEARTS program have shown a 32% decrease in office referrals and a 42% decrease in violence. In addition, the program has delivered more than 100 hours of training to over 650 of our San Francisco Unified School District staff and over 300 staff members from community-based organizations. I'd like to congratulate on behalf of the San Francisco Unified School District, Dr. Joyce Dorado and Lynn Dulce and Kim Coates from our office, who were recipients of the award. We want to thank you for all the support that you provide to our students and families in our schools. I'd also like to mention that the 9th and 10th grade classes at June Jordan School for Equity will be restored in native plants and counting birds they observe at Heron's Head Park in the Bayview. They'll be joined by the SF Rec and Parks Youth Stewardship Program, which is providing plants and tools and showing students how native plant restoration is done. The Golden Gate Audubon Society will also be there to show our students how to document bird sightings for an online citizen science database called eBird. This field trip is part of the school science curriculum and supports the school's mission to create a positive change in the community, as well as a strong support of our STEM initiative in the district. This will happen on Friday, October 25th from 12:30 to 2 at Heron's Head Park on the corner of Jennings and Cargo Way. If you would like to come and support or lend a hand in shoveling some dirt, I'm sure they'd appreciate it. I'd also like to announce that I'll be putting on my running shoes and join Claire Lilienthal students and all comers running for money during the school's annual 5K Fun Run event. Dubbed Howling Moon for the school's wolf mascot, students have been training with their PE teacher after school for the big day, which combines healthy activity with supporting their school. This will happen this Sunday, October 27th, from 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at the Little Marina Green next to Chrissy Field in the Presidio. So anyone that would like to join us and run, come on down. I'd also like to mention that the Children's Fund and Public Education Enrichment Fund, which we all know provide more than $100 million every year for our city's young people, will soon expire, and the voters of San Francisco will be asked to renew them. Mayor Ed Lee and I are asking the community to help shape the future of these investments before they are presented to the voters by attending five public meetings that we are putting on throughout the city. We want to know what it will take for our children, youth, and families to thrive in our city. Are there smarter, more efficient ways to broader community work that can together help our kids succeed? We want to hear from you. So Mayor Lee and I invite you to come and have this discussion at one or more of the following meetings. And we have available here this evening this flyer that I'll show to everyone that lists all of these dates, and the dates that I'm about to read are also available on the district website at www.sfusd.edu. We will be meeting in the Western Addition Civic Center in the Fillmore on November 5th from 5:30 to 8:30, and it'll be for the Western Addition Civic Center Fillmore Communities at the African American Art and Culture Complex at 762 Fulton Street. We'll also be meeting for the Richmond Sunset Neighborhoods on November 6th from 6 to 9 at the California Academy of Sciences, 55 Music Concourse Drive in the Golden Gate Park. We'll be meeting and gathering input from the Bayview Hunters Point Excelsior neighborhoods on November 9th from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Bayview YMCA, 1601 Lane Street in San Francisco. For the Chinatown North Beach communities, we'll be meeting on November 12th from 6 to 9 p.m. At Gordon J. Lau Elementary School, which is located at 950 Clay Street here in San Francisco. And for the Mission Potrero and Soma neighborhoods on November 14th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Cesar Chavez Elementary School, 825 Shotwell Street here in San Francisco. In terms of a point of personal privilege, I'd like to personally thank all of our parents, all of our teachers, paraprofessionals, our administrators, and obviously our students for their absolutely extraordinary response last week when we found out that there would be a BART strike and we were unsure how many classes would not be covered. There were absolutely Herculean efforts that were made by all to make sure that our children were not only protected, but learning went on uninterrupted on that day. So I'd like to personally extend my thank you and on behalf of the Board of Education and all of us here at San Francisco Unified School District for everyone who really went above and beyond to make sure that our kids were covered and that they continue to be learning. And finally, I'd like to encourage everyone to give this last week of rousing support to all of us that are growing mustaches for this fundraiser Donors Choose this month. Yeah, it's been a big challenge for us. Some of us are looking a little scruffier than others. But when you see somebody growing a mustache doesn't usually have a mustache, give them a attaboy. I'm not going to say attagirl. I'm just saying, attaboy, because we're trying hard to raise money for our teachers' project, so we appreciate all your support. Let's have a great meeting. Thank you.
Attaboy, Mr. Superintendent, Mr. General Counsel. And I'm not sure on our Deputy Superintendent's part if that was intentional or not, but we'll give you an attaboy, too. Okay.